again? I asked.
Does it show?
Asked Mycroft.
Must dash.
And they were off.
Bookworms?
Asked Landon.
It's not what you think. Mademoiselle next?
There were two of them. They were dressed in sharp suits and displayed Spec Ops 12 badges that I hadn't seen before.
Yes. Préfet Lavoisier, chrono gendarmerie. Où est votre père?
You've just missed him. He cursed out loud.
Colonel Next est un homme très dangereux, mademoiselle. Il est important de lui parler concernant ses activités de trafic de temps.
He's my father, Lavoisier.
Lavoisier stared at me, trying to figure out whether anything he could say or do would make me help him. He sighed and gave up.
Si vous changez votre avis, contactez-moi par le petit annonce du Grand Nuit. Je lis toujours les archives.
I shouldn't count on it, Lavoisier.
He mulled this over for a moment, thought of something to say, decided against it, and smiled instead. He saluted briskly, told me in perfect English to enjoy my day, and walked away. But his younger partner also had something to say.
A piece of advice to you, he muttered, slightly self-consciously. If you ever have a son who wants to be in the Chrono Guard, try and dissuade him.
He smiled and followed his partner in their quest for my father.
What was that son thing about? Asked Landon.
I don't know. He looked kind of familiar, though, didn't he?
Kinda.
Where were we?
Mrs. Park Lane?
Asked a very stocky individual who stared at me earnestly from two deep-set brown eyes.
SO-12?
I asked, wondering quite where the little beetle-browed man had sprung from.
No, ma'am,
he replied, seizing a plum from a passing waiter and sniffing at it carefully before eating it, stone and all.
My name, Bartholomew Stiggins, with SO-13.
What do they do?
Not at liberty to discuss, he replied shortly, but we may have need your skills and talents.
What kind of...
But Mr. Stiggins was no longer listening to me. Instead, he was staring at a small beetle he had found on a flower pot. With great care and a dexterity that belied his large and clumsy-looking hands, he picked the small bug up and popped it in his mouth. I looked at Landon, who winced.
Sorry, said Stiggins, as though he had just been caught picking his nose in public. What the expression? Old habit die hard?
There's more in the compost heap, said Landon helpfully.
The little man grinned very softly through his eyes. I didn't suppose he showed much emotion.
If interested, I'll be in touch.
Be in touch, I told him.
He grunted, replaced his hat, bid us both a happy day, inquired about the whereabouts of the compost heap, and was gone.
I've never seen a Neanderthal in a suit before, observed Landon.
Never mind about Mr. Stiggins, I said, reaching up to kiss him.
I thought you'd finished with Spec Ops.
No,
I replied with a smile. In fact, I think I'm only just beginning.
That is the end of The Air Affair. It was written by Jasper Ford and read by Gabrielle Kruger.